Obviously, if someone's on FMLA leave, that is job protected leave, so that should never be taken. Should never be held against an employee as far as their absences. So, if he's even mentioned, typically you wouldn't even be mentioned in an employee evaluation that they are on FMLA, other than something like employee was an FLA approved FMLA leave for 6 weeks, and this was job approved and is not being taken into account as far as the employee's attendance. Also, same thing, the manager should not be stating anything about the employee going into an employee assistance program. That should not affect the employee's evaluation or their job performance or their attendance. I mean, they have with the employees, if the employer offers an employee assistance program and the employee is taking advantage of that, typically, I mean, again, it depends. If it's medical, you can still require the employee to provide proof that they're on medical leave, or if they're going into some sort of rehab or something, you can still make the employee give you proof they're in rehab and proof of how long they need to be there and have conditions on them being there. But again, those things should not count against the employee. I'm gonna back up a minute because I kind of just jumped on here and didn't I don't know just if you all even know my background. I don't know if there's any introduction, but just so you know, I'm one of Connie's law partners. And I'm at Cornell Smith Morrow Brutico Burton, partner there, and I've been practicing employment law probably about as long as Connie. We knew each other from I think sixth grade, and so we both grew up in Austin. So Connie and I have very similar practice. We represent all sorts of employers, all shapes and sizes, all industries, and we've both been doing this a long time. So I'm very glad to be one of Connie's partners and glad I could jump in here and help. So there's a little background I forgot to give you in the beginning. All right. So question, if an employee has a tattoo, can an employer require the employee to cover the tattoo in the workplace? I think the answer to that generally is yes. I think that one, does the employer have a dress code policy? What does the policy say about that? Follow the policy. If there is not a policy, and I've had this question come up where an employee, I think it depends on their job too. If they're in a position where they're client or customer facing or client facing, have interactions with the public, and the company has a policy of we just don't allow visible tattoos or you have to cover them up, then generally that would be okay. I think though, if the employee is not, they don't see the public, they don't deal with the public, say they work at home or something, work remotely, and there's not really a valid reason to have them cover up the tattoo. I guess you would have think long and hard about that. Is that really worth it to tell them to do that or have a policy like that if they're not in contact with public or customers or clients? I mean, there could be exceptions if it's offensive. I think that, yeah, some sort of racially offensive or something, or something that otherwise could be offensive to other employees that they might come in contact with, you probably could require that. So again, I would be careful, but either make sure you're treating the employee consistently with how you've treated others in the past and how you're treating people currently. If you suspect an employee needs FMLA or ADA accommodation, whose burden is that to bring up, employee or employer? So the very literal or black and white answer to that is it's the employee's burden. But my caveat to that is I don't think as an employer, best practice would be to kind of stick your head in the sand and pretend that you don't know something's going on. So what I have usually advised people is, yes, legally the employee should request the reasonable accommodation or should request FMLA. But if you or your HR manager or a supervisor or manager, something happens, something like, employee is, their job performance is falling off, they're coming in late when they never have done that before, their attendance is suffering, they're missing things at work. I mean, you clearly would want to talk to them about it before, your job performance is suffering, here are the things that are going wrong. Employee says, well, I've just been really depressed lately. I've had a lot of personal problems or family problems. They haven't specifically asked for an accommodation by saying that, but, you know, I think the best practice would be to say, well, we weren't aware of that. Is there something, you know, that is this affecting your ability to do your job? They say, well, yes, it is. And then you could tell them, well, if you think you need leave under FMLA, or you think you need some sort of reasonable accommodation to do your job, you know, here's how you can request that. You know, and some companies are more formal and actually have a written form to fill out to make those requests. Others are less formal, but that you could tell the employee that they need to make the request and explain what their rights would be under FMLA or ADA. I just think that's better than just that they say, well, I'm really depressed and I'm having personal issues and I know I'm not doing as well as I can. You know, I think it's better to ask than to just ignore it and say, you know, okay, well, you're not doing well. And so we're going to write you up right now. And if you don't get any better, then you might be fired. So I think it's better to be proactive. Again, you don't have to go and you know, seek out the employee and do this. But I think it starts out typically as a performance issue. And then if they bring up something about medical or leave, then you can tell them about their rights under FMLA or ADA. Okay. If you're a fully remote employee, does it make sense to not have workers' comp insurance in Texas? Good question.